Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us today. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And you can reach us 2 days a week. We are on Fridays from 3 to 4 and Tuesdays from 7 to 8. You can follow us on our blog talk on divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. If you have any questions, comments, any feedback, any insight, if you'd like to compliment us, if you'd like to donate, sponsor, advertise with us, you can email Marie or Beth at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. If you would like to set up classes in your workspace or in your home environment, or in schools or somewhere out in the community, Marie and I do come in. We do parties, goddess parties. We teach a variety of different classes. Again, you can email us at our email, or you can call Marie at 651-303-0555 or call Beth at 651-900-4136 to set that up. And is there anything else that I'm missing, Marie? I think I have everything.
Facebook?
Our Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio. We'd appreciate it if you'd go in and like our page. At the during the month, and it's usually towards the end of the month, we pick a lucky liker for a half-hour free reading. So, but you have to go in and like our page so that your name is officially to where we can look at the names and then we can choose one. And it's the one who's needing it at that time. So that's another way. And Marie and I have some fun facts to sit here and discuss with people with the energies that are going on today. So welcome to Phone In Friday, everybody. Welcome, welcome.
Welcome. It's full moon tonight.
Oh, that's right. Full moon, Friday the 13th.
Yep. It's a honeymoon.
What does that mean?
It's actually the honeymoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because all the moons have a different name, and this one is actually a honeymoon. So when you see the moon come up tonight, it should actually look the color of honey.
Is it carrying a certain energy though too? That's different than any other.
It's a good full moon. I was reading Elizabeth.
Is it about
Drew.
Relationships? Also, you know, honeymoon.
Let me pull it up and I'll read it to you.
But you know what? Here you guys, Marie and I are going to start talking about this because this is something that we're going to be so excited. Guess what we're going to do? Take a guess. Yep, guess. I'll give you 5 more seconds to take a guess what we're up to. Besides, yes, I know we're getting a website up and going, but it's going to take a little time because we want it to look a certain way and have certain functionalities. But this winter, we are looking at, Marie, go ahead and say something. Say it.
We are looking at putting together a Divine Goddess Radio cruise. A Mediterranean cruise.
A Mediterranean cruise. So start saving your money, folks, because that is going to happen.
Yes, we are meeting with a travel agent on Monday, and I'm going to start putting the details together. And it'll be a cruise where, you know, we'll do classes and we'll do meditations. Possibly if we can get some guest speakers to join us as well. And we chose the Mediterranean because Beth and I are both very drawn
in Italy
to that place, Italy, Greece, Turkey,
you know,
that whole region.
Yes.
And those regions also, there's a lot of spiritual places to visit too. So that's why we thought that's the place we got to go.
And the thing is, you guys, we will be doing it before the end of 2014. So start marking your calendars. We're aiming for November. Doesn't mean the dates can't change, but Marie and I are both really feeling the pull that it has to be before the end of the year. So that's what we're manifesting. So again, it will be we'll have more details and specifics of it later on, but we're putting that out there. So the more we talk about it, the more it comes to fruition. So,
yep. So here's a description of the full honeymoon from Elizabeth Peru. And it's a really good energy. The full moon is a rare honeymoon in the northern hemisphere due to its amber color over the horizon being so close to the solstice.
Oh.
Remember, we're close to the solstice.
Yes.
And this is actually where the term honeymoon comes from, as weddings, in the past tended to occur like in the June, like in June or in the summer.
Oh.
And the last full moon to occur in June on a Friday the 13th was in 1919.
Isn't that just crazy?
So this is the only Friday the 13th this year, and we have a full moon. I mean, that's really rare. And the moon will actually look really large because it's at the closest approach to Earth all month, too. And so it's also a super moon.
Wow.
So it's a very auspicious day today.
Oh, my Lord, I've been hearing that word all week, so that makes sense. Okay, okay.
So what to expect in the next 24 hours? This full moon brings in optimism and a deep desire for freedom and expansion.
Oh, my God.
You may feel like running away from it all.
No.
If you feel like that, why don't you switch it and say, why not plan and affirm a new lifestyle for yourself? One where you're not overlooked and you can embrace your power. So all intentions and heartfelt desires are supercharged over the next 48 hours. So put those intentions out there and, you know, anything that comes from the heart, put it out there now because it's really a strong time for that.
And, you know, which is really interesting because that's what I've been feeling like I'm doing, massive expansion. And that expansion comes from the heart, my solar plexus. I don't know about everybody else, but there's been some different things, and I haven't been able to tune in with the specifics of it yet, that are going on with our first three chakras. And I know I'm not the only one because I know this is a group. This is a group consciousness thing. So it'll be interesting, and I usually pick up on things probably anywhere from 1 to 3 weeks before everybody else experiences it. So it's going to be interesting to see what others are going to be and writing up about it, because I know it's going to be written up and it will come across my path when I need to know. But that has to do with our personal power, creating, and our new way of being able to exist in this world, because we are literally in uncharted territories. It's the unknown, and we're going to be manifesting differently than we've ever known. So that'll be really, really interesting to see what's going to end up happening.
Yep, and there's also a really great Venus influence upon us right now, too. So your life path and purpose will be turned on high. So if you're not loving what you're involved with, you may seek a radical change or shift to a soulful career path. The goddess energy is the strongest today, and each of us will be seeking to embrace the feminine energy, which is intuitive, psychic, feeling based and firmly grounded in the mysteries and invisible universe.
Ooh, interesting.
And also we have solar flares. So that's also impacting the Earth.
Ooh, okay.
There's a lot of stuff going on, but it's good.
It is.
It really
is. I'm surprised that I'm getting through the solar flares because those are the ones that normally wipe me out, but they're not. Nothing's getting me. So, oh, my Lord, I just saw a man running in your yard. That wasn't a man. That was a man running in your yard.
Oh.
Not anybody that I know.
Okay.
This is twice I've been at Marie's this week and I've seen people that don't belong in the yard. So, anyways, I didn't mean to shout it out loud.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He went running by. So.
Oh, interesting. All right. Well, shall we get started with our...
Oh, just a little reminder for those who are having maybe a little of a bit of a harder time, because I'm getting a lot of private messages and people commenting. Remember to just take a deep breath in and out. You're releasing another level of intensity, and to step outside, step on the earth. This is a great time, you guys, to access water. So if you don't swim, get into, at least wade your feet in it, and just visualize that everything's being washed away. Sit in the sand. You don't have to be right in the sun. The sun right now, I think, is giving fabulous energy, but if you don't want to sit in the sun, if you're not a sun person, but to put your feet in the sand, put them in the water, wade in it, and if you can sit your bottom in it, the more you can sit there, your bottom half in water, I think you're going to end up coming out feeling a lot better. And this is the time of year that everything should be warmed up now to where you can sit in the water. So just remember, breathe through it. We'll get through it. Mercury's in retrograde isn't at the beginning of July.
Mm-hmm.
But just to let you know what's going on, you don't have to. Anyways, we're on to our callers.
Okay. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura and I'm in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura.
Hello, Laura. How are you?
Okay.
Do you have a
I'm
question or a comment?
Yeah, I'm trying to find a permanent job, and I'm not having any luck, and I was just wondering if you pick up anything about me getting a permanent job.
Are you working a temporary job right now?
Yes.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, it's contract work.
It's contract work? Okay. Well, this is what I'm hearing. So just be open to it. Keep your energy open to it. But you are going to have a permanent job. But it's feeling like it's more towards winter. I'm hearing November, beginning of November with you. The temporary jobs are going to – I hear there will be an increase in the temporary jobs, but a permanent one's going to be coming in November. You're going to be very happy with this November job that you receive. And I'm trying to ask what it's going to be. Marie, are you picking up on anything as I'm tuning in?
No, I heard fall as well, so.
Well, I applied to this job online up in Parsippany. I only applied Saturday, and I already heard back from the staff that they're not interested already. And I know I have a good resume. The only problem is there's so many contracts on it because I keep getting contract work, which is good, and it pays the bills, but it also looks bad because it's just continuous contract work.
Oh.
Are you have you put on your resume that you're looking for permanent full-time work?
Well, no, but when you're applying for a permanent job, that's implied, right?
Not necessarily. Because you want to remember, resumes now are coded and they're scanned electronically, and they look for certain keywords. So you want to make sure on your resume that you have full-time employment on there towards the top.
Okay.
You know. Yeah, so they can
a cover letter.
Well, no, on the resume
okay.
itself.
Oh.
They scan resumes now, and they pick up. The computer will pick up keywords.
Oh.
So if you want something that you're looking for specifically, put that keyword on your resume.
Are you picking up anything about why it got turned around so quickly with a negative from this company?
I'm hearing that that was an internal posting and that they already have a candidate, but they had to post it to the outer world, so to speak.
Yeah.
You're not picking anything up about November's job location? Would I move for it? Anything at all?
I'm hearing that there will be a physical move. There will be a physical move. It's not going to be far from... Oh, I'm hearing one state over.
Okay, and it's a different company,
though,
right? It's not where I'm at currently, but it's a different
no,
company.
No, it's with a different agency. It's going to be in the same line of what you're doing, but yet they're saying it's going to be a little bit different. You're going to have added duties. I'm not getting the specifics of added duties. But you're going to like it. You're going to like the road that it's going to take you, the growth that it's going to give you. You'll be very happy with this job if you keep an open mind with it. Other than that,
I'm seeing New York. I'm seeing a lot of tall buildings. I'm seeing water surrounding these buildings. So I'm assuming it's, Manhattan, New York
City.
Well,
there's Trenton. There's tall buildings in Trenton, and there's water in Trenton, too. You think it's New York?
Yeah, I'm hearing New York.
Wow.
Yeah, Marie's picking up on New York. I'm not kidding. I'm just hearing one state over. So wherever it is that you're from. And it feels like it's to the north, one state over to the north, so whatever that is to you.
That would be New York because I'm in New Jersey.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Well, that's your second validation right there. That's your second validation.
Okay. All right.
Well
thank you
luck.
Very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Have a great day and have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
You
Thanks
too.
For
Bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's grab our next caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Who are you speaking with and where are you calling from?
My name is Donna. I'm calling from Canada.
Hi,
Donna.
How are you doing?
Hi. Oh, good. I just want to ask you about a man named Cam. I just want to know if you see him coming around in communicating with me again? And when?
Well, the feeling that I'm getting with him...
Has he moved... I'm hearing move on. Has he moved on to another relationship?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I was finding the words of how to say it. He has moved on to another relationship. He's moving on. I'm hearing he's moving on to another relationship. He's been working on a lot of his heart stuff so that he could open up his heart. And I know that's not something that you want to hear, but yes. But I'm hearing better's coming for you. He was not the one for you. You might think that he was the one for you, but he's not the one that you're destined to be with, or that you're supposed to be with.
Yeah, because I'm hearing your prince is coming.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, no, well, he's not in a relationship right at the moment. I mean, I just stopped talking to him, 2 days ago. He's not in a relationship. So, I'm just wondering as far as communication goes. I'm not even, looking, regarding relationship. I'm just wondering if you see us in
communication
again.
Okay. Well, just so you know, he is going to be coming into a new relationship, in a relationship, not that, okay. But for you guys to continue, he's going through something. There's something that he is going to be coming into a conclusion of with you. There's something, it's not you, just so you know, it's not about you, but it's... it almost feels like there's a trigger in him. It doesn't mean it's a negative trigger, but he's stepping back and looking at it in a different way. But it feels like the relationship, the friendship, will resume. But it's something on his part, which has absolutely, believe it or not, it doesn't have anything to do with you, no matter how real and how it feels like it's about you, but it isn't about you. I don't know what else to say on that one. But I'm hearing he'll be connecting with you. But this is his stuff, and it makes perfect sense with what's going on astrologically right now, that he's, you know, reexamining relationships right now.
Do you know when I might hear from him again? Do you have any opportunity or any
I hear 2 weeks, no more than 2 weeks. And that's about roughly when the end of retrograde will be coming out. It'll be the beginning of July, but the hard stuff he should be coming out of by then. But again, it doesn't have anything to do with you, so don't personalize it. It's a perfect opportunity for you to grow and just let him have his experiences. You're having yours.
Do you, will the communication be positive, do you think, at that time?
Oh, yes, yes. I hear yes.
Do you see me working with him again? It's an extracurricular thing we were working on. Do you see me working with him?
Right now I'm hearing no.
Yeah, I heard the same thing.
No. Again, don't personalize that because it's not meant to be. It's about you guys going on different paths for growth, though. But,
so you don't? Are you saying not ever, or just I'm just? Do you see me working with him in the coming months?
I'm not hearing anything about the coming months, and the universe can't show us ever. Forever, because we're in uncharted territory energetically, so anything can happen, because free will, if you want it to work out, you guys can make it work out, but it doesn't mean it's for your highest and best good at that time, because it's all about growth, but you've learned what you've needed to do with that specific, with the personal growth, and now it's more spiritual growth for the both of you, believe it or not, it's both spiritual growth for the both of you.
Why are you holding on to him so tightly?
Yeah.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
I care for him. We have a good friendship. We work well together. We have a lot in common.
Okay. Yep. But now it's being able to step outside of that relationship the way it was, because now it can turn into something better. It doesn't mean it's going to be a romantic one. Doesn't feel like that, at least right now it doesn't. But there's stuff that he's taking care of on his own, as you are on your own, too, at a deeper level. But again,
yeah, well,
I don't foresee anything happening within, like within 2 weeks, give them the next 2 weeks before anything's going to happen. And it could be shorter than that, but 2 weeks is what I'm hearing.
Okay. Do you see him being a part of my life, like after that point, like staying in my life?
You mean relationship-wise? Other than what he's, whatever it is that you guys have right now, it might go to a new level, but that's what he's working on right now. So you want to just give him his space. And we're just asking that one question is really honored. And we do appreciate your calling in. But
okay.
Just give him his space, grow from that, let him do what he needs to do. Don't personalize it. Don't rush it. Don't bother, but he will connect with you. And trust that he will connect with you. Trust that.
And you think it may go to a new level?
It will go to a new level. It may not go to the level that you want, but that you have to just let it unfold and let it happen. Unfold and let it happen. Don't have any form of expectation on it. When we don't have an expectation on it, it's amazing what things happen.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good
Thank
luck
you.
To you.
Thank you. I appreciate
Bye-bye.
That. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And you guys, we just want to ask that you honor one question. I guess, Maureen, I probably forgot to state that, and this is not to make anybody feel bad, but we just ask so that's fair to everybody. And we're just, Maureen and I are both working on boundaries, and she's really helping me work on boundaries so I don't go into that counselor mode. So she's holding me accountable over here. So that's all. Thank you.
Yep, thanks. Let's get on to our next question. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hello, hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle, how are you doing?
I'm great, how are you doing?
Very good. Do you have a question or a comment?
I guess I actually do have a question. I hope you can look for me too. I am also with you from work, but full-time.
Oh. Hey, Michelle, we're having a hard time
hearing
hear
you at all. Are you on speaker?
No, actually I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Is that better?
Okay.
Yes, that's better.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
I am also looking for a group for my team, and I'm just looking like what you guys can see around that.
So I'm still not getting what you're saying.
We're having a hard time hearing
around
you. I don't know.
Really muffled or something.
Yeah, it's really muffled.
That's weird. What about now? Can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you.
Okay. I was saying I'm also looking for work full-time, and so I was
okay.
hoping you guys could tell me what you see around that, because I'm looking as well.
Okay. Michelle in full-time work.
Yeah.
I'm hearing August with you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Do you do some kind of marketing work?
No, not now. But I wouldn't have a problem with that at all. Maybe you're seeing marketing because I actually am also looking to start a business. Just so you know, I'm looking from that aspect for the business. But I'm going to actually have to, you know, start employment with someone else to get everything
yeah.
together to get the business started.
Okay, that's what I was going to, okay.
Yeah, because marketing is, all I'm hearing is marketing, 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 marketing.
What I'm getting more off of the stuff that Marie is, what she's saying, it's getting out there and it's doing, I'm hearing specifics of networking, and there will be a lead in the networking that you do. And I don't know if you have this, but these are the words that I'm hearing. I can't remember what it stands for, BNI. A BNI.
Oh, it's a networking, business networking.
Oh, okay. Is it a business networking?
Oh.
I'm hearing that you would benefit from that. So wherever you are, look and see if there's a BNI group that you can be a part of.
Okay. I sure will, yeah.
Yeah, that's really going to help you. It's really going to help you. And then I'm also hearing to look up groups that are all in the area that you're in, and you might have to go outside of the area, but it's business groups that are specifically specializing with women and businesses, and they're going to give you some ideas, and it's going to be those contacts that they're going to be able to get you in touch with other individuals.
Okay.
And then I'm hearing And you may not, but this would be easy. I'm hearing telemarketing just to bring the income in, because that's something, there's jobs out there for that, and it's not stress, it's not strenuous, so you can focus on your business.
Okay. Wow, gosh, is your business
having to do with some kind of healing?
Actually, yes, it's going to be. It surely is.
Okay. Oh, because I'm hearing successful for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's actually like what I came here to do, you know, it's my soul's work as well. So definitely, yeah.
Yeah, they're saying, you know, don't be stressed out about the finding the job. It'll come. I mean, it'll come. It may not come the best that you want, and you may not have long term, but you'll get the jobs to give you the money to keep you going while you build your business.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I really want.
Yeah. So don't get too hung up or caught up in that, you know, oh my God, I need a job. It'll come. You'll be supported.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, because I actually already started doing something, you know, just on the side that will pull in, you know, some income. But I do know that I want to put everything that I can into the business, because I need to get this up and running like yesterday.
Yeah, and that's what I'm hearing. I don't know why I keep hearing telemarketing. But there's so many jobs out there, telemarketing.
Well, see, I keep hearing marketing, so.
Yeah, I'm hearing telemarketing. Well, marketing, it's marketing there, but specifically for the income to come in, because there's telemarketing jobs galore out there, and they're not stressed or strenuous, so they're bringing in the money to pay the bills, so you can continue doing what you're doing, but you also need to market your job, so. Because I'm going in, as you're hearing silence, I'm going in asking, going, give me specifics, and that's what I'm hearing. And that's just a job. That's just a job for income. It's not the work that you came here to do. As long as you remember that, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
Okay.
But I'm hearing November, your job, your business will be going a lot. It'll be up and going by November.
Great. That'll be wonderful, yeah.
So get up there and get doing what you got to do to get the wheels going, and you'll be amazed. It will get going. But market.
Okay.
It's all about marketing.
I sure would. Yeah, I'm going to continue and keep up because I'm ready.
All right. Well, thank you, Michelle, for calling in.
Thank you, ladies.
Have a great one.
You guys have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Grab our next caller here. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello? Hi, did you want to talk or should I put you back on hold?
Put me on hold for a minute. I didn't push one, but I'm in the middle of something, so come back to me.
Okay, Queen, well done.
I was going to say it sounds like
thank
Queen.
Okay, let's put you back on hold. And let's grab our next one. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, ladies. This is Brittany. I'm calling from Southern California, and I spoke with you all like maybe 2 months ago, and you guys are so spot on and so on it. I'm so grateful for you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Did you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I have a very quick question. I am planning to move. I'm supposed to be out within by June 30th, and I'm really needing some clarity or some guidance on looking for this place or how am I going to find it, and maybe if you can give me some clues on what the place looks like.
Right away I heard be someplace by water if you can. And it doesn't have to be an ocean. It could be a pond or a stream but something with a water feature, some water.
And believe it or not, I'm hearing classified, so I don't know if you have a paper that would find the classifieds and you'd be able to find this. But it will be highlighted.
Well,
it will be like the words are italicized for you. They'll jump right out at you.
Well, I'm looking on Craigslist, Westside Rentals, and also some phone apps. Do you see what the place looks like, or like the outside color, or just anything that can help me narrow it down?
I'm seeing a white building that looks brick. Like, I don't know if it's white brick, but it's a white, beautiful building. It's a
yeah.
beautiful white building.
And I'm seeing a fountain, actually,
yep.
so that's where the
yep.
water's coming from.
Yep, yep.
Is it a duplex, a house, or an apartment building?
I'm seeing a building, actual, like, apartment building.
Yes. Yep.
And it has a balcony or a deck. So it won't be first floor, it'll be upper.
Yeah, yeah, you're definitely going up there. It's going to have many floors to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tall building. But you're going to like the location.
Yeah. And I'm hearing fireplace, too. I don't know if you guys use fireplaces in California, but.
And then what I'm seeing right outside of it, there's one specific palm tree by it, and it's on the left-hand side from what I'm seeing. But it looks like a very male building, but yet there's some beauty to it. There's intricate details to it.
No, the fountain is very feminine.
On the outside, okay. on the outside. So there's a palm tree to the left, a fountain, and then there's intricate details to, on the outside of the building to look for.
Okay. And
your guys are
within...
laughing because you're going to have fun with this, but you are going to find it. You're going to find it. And they're saying it's a lot closer than you think.
Oh, finding it is a lot closer than I think?
Yep, it's a lot closer than you think. Yep.
Okay. All right. And it's within my price range, and I'll move, like, within the time I'm supposed to move.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm even hearing you'll have a little bit of time to spare.
Oh, thank you, God.
You'll have a little bit of time to spare. And that could be like 2 hours, just so you know. But you will have time to spare. Because your guys are using humor with you to keep a sense of humor about it, to have fun with it.
Okay. They're so awesome. Oh, my gosh. I love the spirit world.
I know. Aren't they hysterical?
Yes.
They're hysterical. Well, Brittany,
and you
thank
guys
you so much
so
for
awesome.
Calling in.
Thank you.
Oh, thank
I appreciate
you.
It so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank
you. Have a great weekend.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. All right. Grab our next one. Oops. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Jamie. I'm from Indiana.
Jamie from Indiana, how you doing?
I'm good. Love listening to you guys. It's the first time I've heard you guys and love it. You're hearers like me. You hear. And I'm having a hard time hearing my guides, and I want you to ask them if you can, what do I need to do to up the volume? Because I am having a hard time.
Well, visualize that there's like a dial, a tuning dial, and just flip it up. Flip up the switch.
Okay.
But right now, just because of what we're going through energetically, because I'm going through the same thing right now, Jamie, just so you know, I can hear everybody else's guides, but I can't hear my own. But it has to do with, because of the energy that's shifting right now, when we're you don't realize the extent of how heavy-duty the stuff that we're releasing right now. So it can make it seem like we're distant or disconnected from our higher self, from our soul stuff. But all it is because it's energy that's in the way right now. There's a lot going on energetically, if you guys could see out there right now. It's really heavy out there. So, but just know that they're still there with us, and just ask them to turn up the volume. Turn up the volume.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I keep asking them, and I'm like, they're giving me visuals, and I'm usually not visual. I usually hear, but it's like it's so different right now. So you've been experiencing
yep,
the same thing. Okay.
Yes, it is. So just so you know, I'm going through the same thing going, hello. My son plugged
again. I can't hear
again.
You.
It's unplugged. I can't hear you. So
you,
just
you
so you know, that's
doing
what's
really
going on.
Good. Okay. Okay.
But
is there anything else they want to tell me? I'm
sorry? They're saying that the visuals are on purpose because they really want you to get it. Because sometimes when it comes through the ear, when it's coming through the ear, you kind of, you know, sometimes you get that buzz and you're like, well, I got a mosquito in my ear, and you flick it off. But the visuals are because they really want you to get it. So pay attention to your visuals because they're getting your attention.
Okay, I am. They're so combobulated, though. You know, it's like one picture, and then it skips, and then it's another picture. And it's like, this is not a story. I don't understand.
So, you know, but the thing is, they want you to hone in with a different way of getting messages, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to start working on visuals. But it's about having a sense of humor with it also. You should see how I have to work for my stuff sometimes. I'm just like, oh,
really?
My Lord, are you kidding me? But it's just so you don't get bored with it. If we got it that easy, sooner or later we'd be just going, seriously, this is it?
Yeah.
I'm at top right now. So there's a reason that they do it. It's about having fun in the process because it's a journey. It's a journey.
And how long
but you're
is
doing
this
fantastic, Jamie.
Thank you. You're so sweet. Thank you. You guys are too. How long is this static going to last? Do we know? Do we have any idea? The shift?
I would say, this is just me roughly guessing because I go through this quite a bit. I would say you're probably looking at July for whatever reason feels very light for me.
Well, that's because retrograde is over then.
No, I keep forgetting about that. Yeah, retrograde's over
Mercury
them.
Mercury retrograde is over them.
So that has a lot to do with why we can't. I had no idea I had a hard time on hearing spirit, too. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Remember, Mercury retrograde is all about the re. So they're reevaluating how they give you your message. It's like it's on, they're redoing it. So just keep that in mind, that when you're going through stuff and you don't get it, take a look at it and say, oh, is this one of the re's that I'm going through? Because that's how they present things so that you will, you know, reexamine what's going on and then adjust your life accordingly.
But you know what? Also, what you're going through is you're moving through massive layers. You're not just going through a layer at a time because you're more advanced, I'm hearing your guides saying. So you're going to be leaps and bounds when this is over with. You're going through a lot of, I would think all of us are going through this. Maybe not. I don't know. No, this is a humanity thing. So we're all going through it. So it's going through a building, and this is where a lot of people are feeling bloated, they're feeling heavy, they're having a harder time. But if you don't get caught in that, you're going to be amazed at how much more advanced you are when the light comes out again, because it's huge layers of darkness that are being up and exposed. And it's not just our darkness. We keep forgetting there's a war going on, so there's that energy that still comes in.
Wow.
Mercury in retrograde, it's reevaluating everything. We're reevaluating as a humanity the way that we've, lived in this world, stability, and it's the Earth is purging. She's purging, and so we get the aftermath. But we're the ones who created it. But we will get through this. But just know you're moving to levels. We're talking spiritual perception that you're waking up to, and you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it in the end. It's beyond words. You can't even describe it.
I felt like that before this happened. I was like, oh,
yeah.
My gosh, if I get better, this is going to be wonderful. And then it just, like, shut down. And I was like, oh,
yep.
What did
Sweetheart,
I do?
You're not even at 100% yet. You're not even at 100% yet. Look at how cool it is already.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know if either, I mean, other intuitives out there, I know, like for myself, I feel like I'm going in and out of my gift. So, because some days I'm, like, really on, and it's like, oh, my God, I'm feeling everything. And then other days I'm going, is anybody there? What happened?
Yes, me too.
What
Thank
happened?
You. I think it's me. Yes.
Yep. And just so you guys, you're not the only one.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. It was nice talking to you. I loved it. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend.
Thank
Thanks
you.
Yes.
You
yes.
too.
Bye-bye.
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 Okay, if you'd like to call in, the number is 347-327-9360, and you can also ask a question in the chat room if you can't call in. Let's jump in and see if... Queen, are you ready?
I am ready. I figured since you came to me, I was supposed to talk to you all. How are you goddesses doing today?
Very
doing
good.
Very well.
Thank you.
How about you?
I'm extraordinary. Thank you for asking. I was just saying some. What'd you say?
I said very good.
I said fabulous.
Yes, yes. I was just in some carrots and apples, and I was amazed I could even hear you at that point. But I was supposed to come through. The cruise sounds like it's going to be a fabulous experience.
Yes.
Mhm.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And since I have you here, I'm going to ask you, what do you feel with me and New York City? Well, New York itself, not just New York, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens.
Huh. All of a sudden, Alicia Keys started singing in my head. So,
well, when you're sitting here saying that, for me, it feels more heavy for you. For me.
Okay.
I don't know what Marie's picking up on. Alicia Keys, I don't look at as heavy, though.
No, because, you know, the song New York, New York.
Oh.
I was sort of singing in my head. I'm like, New York.
Are you thinking of going there, moving there?
I'm feeling it being pulled there. Moving, I don't know. Going, yes.
I'm kind of feeling like there's an energy that's pulling you, though, that's a past life thing.
Yeah.
It's something that you have to complete by going there. I don't see you moving there,
yeah.
But there's something that taking a trip will actually complete whatever you need to complete. It's like a little piece that just needs to be done and over with.
And believe it or not, I'm hearing specifics Niagara Falls.
Oh.
And I'm hearing it's the properties of the water there and the experience that you would have is going to clear up some stuff that's going on with you that you're not even on a conscious level that you're aware of, but you need to be by that water to where that water's touching you, so as close to the Niagara Falls is. And I'm seeing it just pouring down. I even see you with one of those raincoats on. I've never been to Niagara Falls. I would love it. But I see you just being purified. But it's at a really deep level, very deep level.
Interesting, because I've never thought of Niagara Falls. Never.
Yeah, I was expecting to go down a different alley with
yeah.
it, and all of a sudden they're going, Niagara Falls. So it's like, well, that's interesting. But the waters right now, I think all over the world, are really magical right now. There's certain energies that are coming off of them right now. I wish I could be at all the waters, because then I could go in and tune in more if I felt them on my feet. But there's waters. It's the properties of the waters right now that you need. And I'm hearing the sooner you could get there, you're going to feel really good with it. And it sounds like it's a trip that you need to take on your own, not with anybody else. With somebody else, you could miss out on some messages.
Okay. That would be traveling alone.
Yep. Yes. Do you
get
anything else,
Marie?
You're welcome.
I'm just, when you get there, take the Maid of the Mist boat ride. Because that'll take you right up to the falls. The Maid of the Mist?
Yes.
That's where she's seeing the raincoat.
Yeah,
you have to wear
yeah,
a raincoat, but
raincoat.
It'll take you right to the base of the falls.
That's exactly what you need.
Uh-huh.
I feel your heart just getting lighter right now with it. And so this would be a final piece for, like Marie said, a past lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has to do with one of your Native American past lives.
Okay, I will keep that in mind, and I definitely have past life connections there that I'm real conscious of, and that makes sense, that it would complete the message, the lesson.
Yes.
Thank
and I'm asking, and I'm hearing to specifically have Archangel Michael come in there with you when you're there, because he's going to be cutting some deep cords. We're talking, these are really deep cords. We're talking major healing that you're going to get from these waters. There's going to be somebody that you're going to meet on that, what do you say, Marie? Maiden Mist?
Maid of the Mist.
Maid of the Mist. There's going to be somebody that you encounter there, and it looks like a male. A shorter stature with dark hair. I can't tell what color of skin. He's of a different culture, but I can't tell what color of skin. I can't tell if he's Native, if he's Asian, I don't know what color he is. But he's of a different culture, that's what I'm hearing. Ethnicity, excuse me, not culture. We all have different cultures. Of ethnicity. But he's shorter stature. And it's going to be a conversation you have, but it's not the conversation, it's the energy that he carries and the two of you together. The exchange that you guys have with that. So just keep an open mind and let all the men come to you.
Oh, I welcome them as long as they come in the right way. I welcome
yeah.
them.
That's right. Well, there you go. Good luck on that one.
Thank you. And I will look into going even more persistently now because I've been feeling the pull to go. And
I'm hearing for you to do it soon. Definitely do it before summer is over. But if you can even do it within the next 2 weeks, they're saying that would be even more fabulous. But if you can't, it's supposed to be done before summer's over. Before the new change of the seasons.
So before, before summer.
Yep, before summer's over.
I will
to be exact, I'm saying there's no reason she can't do it within the next 2 weeks, but I'm going, yeah, I just love how you guys think we can blink our eyes and we're there. Nothing costs money. Nothing costs money. But that'll be fun.
Yeah, you'll have to let us know when you come back how it went.
Yes.
I will. Thank you. That nice surprise. You know, you never know what spirit's gonna say, and I definitely wasn't expecting to be sent to Niagara Falls in New York. That's for sure.
Oh. Well, have a great time with it, and keep us updated with it, Queen.
I will. And
all right. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, I'll put you back on.
My pleasure. To listen always, and I'll continue to listen and enjoy this beautiful full moon energy. It's strong and powerful, as you know.
Oh, yes, it is.
It is.
Yes, it is. Have a great weekend, Queen.
Yep, have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
I'll put you back on hold. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, and we've got a question in the chat room, and this is from Jules33.
Jules33.
What do you see around my house selling quickly?
Ooh. Well, I heard no. There's some stuff that you have to do with it first. You have to do some major clearing with it and cutting the cords.
Yeah, cut the cords of attachment.
There's something going on in the backyard on the right-hand side. So it'd be interesting to know what's in the backyard on the right-hand side. If there's woods, what is that attached to? There's something there, but there's some darker energies, and that's nice. Nothing to be scared of. We're not talking dark. It's just some stuff that's going on the right-hand side in the backyard. But I'm seeing attachments coming from whatever that space is that's coming towards the house. So it needs, I'm trying to think of what you would have to do to go outside. I guess you could sit outside and you could ask Archangel Michael to come in and to clear out that space in the backyard. And then to have the, it almost looks like a vine of some sort, etheric vine of some sort coming in. That's taken a hold, and it's firmly grounded on the right-hand side of your house. I'm trying to think if that it's from people who did other people live there before you guys? That's what I would need to know.
Yeah, it feels like almost ancient.
It does.
Ancient stuff that's hanging in that earth.
But I'm hearing it's for you to take care of. And
right side, if you're facing the house or when you're in the house?
When you're in the house, then it would be probably what would appear to be on the left side. Because, like, let's say if you're facing the front door, your back would be towards it, so it would be on the left side, but that's the right they're presenting it to me.
So when you're looking out a back window to the right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, other people have lived there.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's specific to where you're doing it. You're going to be the one doing it, so it must be an energy that you carry so that they know that you're going to be, plus you knew to call in here to finally get it taken care of, to have Archangel Michael, and then call upon the fairies. I'm hearing the fairies want to come in there and help, but it's, I'm hearing it's unsettled ground. Dang. Now it's wanting me to get in more complex. There's ceremonial stuff that needs to be done. I have no idea where you are spiritually right now. And if you know anybody who would be able to come in and to do a blessing of the earth in your backyard, especially in that area. And then I would just top it off to do with the left and the right, just in case I'm not describing it right.
I'm hearing to use sweetgrass in the ceremony.
But when we all think about it, war's been all over this world. Yeah, if it needs to be, there needs to be a blessing of that part of the earth.
Yeah, and the sooner you can do it, boy, if you could do it now, like with this full moon energy, that would really be helpful.
So here's my what I would recommend. Type up blessing the earth. Type it up and see what comes on. Do research on the internet. See what they do. But I know it's coming from a heart space. It's not just 5 minutes going up. You know, peace on earth, I send you love. It isn't that easy because if it were, my God, I could have healed the world by myself already. You know? And everybody could have just lived their life without having to do anything. But look it up on the internet and see what people recommend and go from your heart with what feels right. But it's blessing the earth and for what she's done for us, et cetera, and the animals that have walked on it, the people that have lived on it. And it's just clearing that space. I'd have to be there, but since I can't be there.
I'm also hearing that the earth in that little section is asking, there needs to be some forgiveness to what was done to it. So put some forgiveness in there to whoever, you know, did whatever they did on that side of the land.
And the reason that it's coming to you, because you're the one who is for environment, that's part of your purpose here, that there's certain individuals who have to clean up certain spaces because that's part of the energy that you carry. And one of the roles that you're here to do is help clean up spaces that have been misused and abused by others. It has nothing to do with you and your family. So, but it's for you to do it because you would know what to do with it and to purify it, you know, coming from the heart and everything versus others who wouldn't have a clue what to do with it. So good luck to you, and let us know how it goes.
Yeah, good luck. All right, we'll grab another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sabrina calling from Bronx, New York. How are you doing?
Very good. Do you have a question or a comment?
My question is to see if there's any messages from my guide to help give me some direction.
Oh, I love it. She's open to guidance.
I am.
Are you, you're not just beginning your spiritual path, but is it just something that you've just stepped into the shoes of, I would say, within the past 6 months or so?
It's getting more open. I've been spiritual for a while.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But you're noticing it's a different level that you're stepping into?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. I'm getting a message. They're saying that it would be helpful. Do you use candles? Do you burn candles?
No, I haven't.
Okay. They're saying that burning candles in your living space would be beneficial for you, and they're specifically pointing out two scents. Either jasmine or gardenia.
Yes, gardenia.
Ooh.
Those are two of my favorite scents.
Really?
Wow.
So, yeah. Yes. So get the candles and burn them in your space because that's going to help raise a vibration of the area that you're living in.
Okay.
And that will help to also open you up spiritually as well.
Wonderful.
Do you have a piece of malachite?
Crystal? No, I don't.
I'm hearing a piece of malachite. So if you have access to, you know, either a metaphysical store or being able to purchase one, you know, through an online store, but malachite and to meditate, and that's really good for opening you up more.
Okay. Can
Your
you
guys are really
report?
Wanting you to connect with them. Pardon me?
Malachite. Can you spell that for me?
M-A-L-E-C-H-I-T-E.
M-A-L-E-C-H-I-T-E.
Yeah, it's a powerful, powerful stone. Because your guides are wanting you to meditate with them more, so this way you can find out. They're ready to present themselves to you. So, ooh, that's cool.
Wow.
So you're going to have to go into a meditative state. And I'm hearing outside with that.
Open area, park-ish,
yep.
maybe?
Yep. If you have woods, somewhere. You might have to get in your car and go, because I don't know if the Bronx. Does the Bronx have a lot of trees? I've never been there, but I'm going, does the Bronx
have
trees? I don't know.
We have a lot of park areas. We do.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you close to Central Park?
It's accessible by public transportation.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to New York this summer, so next month. So I'm like, well, I'll find out.
Okay. Where I grew up at, in the apartment building, there's a park right across the street.
Perfect.
Oh, okay.
Perfect.
So I'm also seeing a lot of crosses. A lot of crosses. Do you have a lot of crosses around you?
Crosses like the symbol cross?
Yeah, I'm just seeing, for whatever reason, a lot of crosses.
Christ consciousness? Is it Christ consciousness you're tuning in with?
Yeah, they're silver. They're like the old silver crosses. Can you give me a little bit more, guys?
She's tuning in with it more.
Okay.
They're saying it's an important symbol for you, so.
The cross.
And like an antique, crosses. You know, the old antique silver crosses?
I don't own any of those in my possession.
Is it a past lifetime you might be tuning in with?
No, but they're saying to get one, to find one and hang one in your space.
Okay.
Yeah. And it has nothing to do with religion. It's the symbol. If that makes sense.
It does make sense, because I've kind of got to a space where I have a conflict with spirituality and religion. Because religion-wise, you know, I was very dedicated, loyal, and going through the formal things of it. And at some point that shifted. It didn't change, like I don't believe in higher power, I don't receive, but I have conflicts with it now. So I've kind of been researching and becoming more aware of spiritual
stuff. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
They're saying that cross will be helpful, will be a tool for you to help you connect more strongly with your guides.
Okay.
No.
So I need to obtain an empty cross and the jasmine gardenia candles, burn them in my home, and the malachite stone.
Correctamundo.
Oh, yeah, and you know what? I'm hearing that the jasmine and the cross are really the Jesus energy is coming through. So one of your guides is the Jesus.
One of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remember, Jesus was a man who had the powers of the gifts that we're tapping into as humans ourselves now. So a really good reference point to go to. So access them.
Okay.
Because he gets what the humans are going through. He's been through a lot of the stuff that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And more. So good luck to you on your journey. Let us know
Thank
how it
you.
Goes.
I will.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yep, have a great
day. And happy Friday. Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, ladies.
Okay. Let's grab the next one.
I forgot it was Father's Day.
Oh. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Connie from Maryland.
Hello, Connie from Maryland. How are you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Very good. Do you have a question or a comment?
Similar to the last caller, trying to tap into my guides and develop more of my spiritual gifts. I've been on my journey for about a year. But I have been asking for my guides to reveal themselves to me. I've asked for them to come to me in dreams. And I'm just not making the connection. So I was wondering if you ladies could help me out in that aspect.
Okay.
Are you seeing a lot of numbers? Like number sequences?
Oh, gosh.
Repeating numbers?
I have been seeing 444 for the past 2 or 3 months.
Yep. that means, that's. Have you looked that up? That means the angels are with you.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been seeing that for like 2 or 3 months now.
Yeah. Archangel Ariel and Michael are with you right now, so Michael wants you to know you're always protected in moving forward on your path. And Ariel's here helping to beautify your life, your mind, your body, your spirit. She's really big with you, so that means you're going through deep, deep healing at a subconscious level. And if you've just opened up to your journey within the past year, it makes sense because it's letting go of some old belief systems.
And have you started meditating?
I have. I just have not been consistent. I think because I'm expecting, and I know I shouldn't go into it expecting, but
yeah,
that's where I am.
Okay, I'm hearing when you meditate, the scent of rose is really good for you.
Oh,
it would be good
for
you. So a rose oil or a rose incense, something to do with the scent of rose or a rose candle.
And that's so funny because a month ago I went to the dollar store and they had rose-scented candles and I took all of them.
Oh, funny.
Oh, that's a good scent for you. Let's see.
I'm hearing an angel Lakita. I've never heard an angel Lakita. I think that's an interesting name. But there's an angel with you whose name is Lakita.
Hmm.
And she's a different culture. I can't identify her culture. But she wants to work with you too so you can talk with her, and you can ask for specific signs from your guides so you can learn how to identify them. Michael can be one sign, Ariel can be another, Lakita can be another one, and she's an angel.
Are you getting a particular smell that you're getting and you can't figure out where it's coming from, but it's consistent?
Sometimes I get the smell of cigarette smoke,
mm-hmm.
and neither myself or my daughter smoke. And sometimes mm-hmm. I get the smell of Florida water, and I get something that's a very faint woman's perfume smell.
Mm-hmm. Because those would be your guides, but the cigarette smoke person, if you don't like it, you can say, you know what, you can come around me, but don't bring the smoke.
Mm-hmm. I've done that.
Yeah.
I haven't smelled it in a while. I think I smelled it earlier.
I get that every once in a while, too. I'm like, get. But I always feel that they're not supposed to be here. So I'm like, get. You're not welcome here.
Do you have an uncle that smoked, though? It could be an uncle, great uncle, but it was somebody who you looked at as an uncle who was a smoker. And he's helping you with tuning in. He's coming to it in dreams. Mm-hmm. Are you remembering your dreams? His name starts with an E. His name starts with an E.
Hmm.
I want to say Edward. Check in, because I get that it could go far back. It could go really far back.
Okay.
But his name starts with an E. He was a smoker. And it says, this is related to dad's side, your dad's side. Oh, this is an individual who died of cancer. And it was lung cancer from smoking.
Hmm.
So look and ask your dad if there was an uncle, whether it was uncle, you know, whether it was his brother, was it an uncle, was it a great uncle that goes back that smoked. And, you know, he's very adamant. He was a very thin man. He was a thin man even before he had the cancer. And it looks like he has a mustache. And I would say... he didn't have dark, dark brown hair, but he had brown hair.
Okay.
Well, I don't ask me why I'm getting this. He was friends with Lyle. Lyle or Kyle. It sounds like with an L. Lyle.
Hmm. Okay.
That'd be interesting. He says Dad knows. Dad will know him. But the message that he wants to get, he wants you to know that everything's okay. So there's somebody in the family who sits here and thinks about this individual as the could is, the should is, the would is. Let them know that this person is okay and that all is well and all is forgiven. God, now they're all wanting to line up. This is not a medium reading. This is not a medium reading.
Yeah, see, I kind of shut that. I don't like that. I don't like kind of shut it off, and then when Beth opens it, they just keep coming.
But there's somebody, and when they're really this persistent, that means there's somebody in the family who's looking at and doing the retrospective, oh, my God, I wish I would have done this. I could have done this. I should have done this. And it's like he's saying, all is well. Just let it go. What's done is done. It's all forgiven. I haven't brought it with me. So somebody needs to hear that message so they can move on to the next part of their life.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And he just said, thank you, thank you, thank God. Okay. They're respecting my space because I'm going, come on. So that I would ask your dad about this and see if he knows anybody on that end. And just saying whatever, and give him the message even if he goes, no, I don't know anybody. Because when you're done talking to him, he'll process this, and then he'll be going, oh, I wonder if that's what she meant. So then he'd be able to give that message or took the message in. But it will bring peace and calm to the individuals who are needing it.
Okay.
And I'm hearing there's a part of you that feels like, for whatever reason, I have to say more, because I was saying, you guys, it's one question, but she needs to hear this. There's a part of you that's feeling left behind. You're not going to be left behind. You did a year, and you've done a lot in a year, and you're going to continue as long as you keep an open mind and an open heart. You'll be amazed at how everything just starts falling into place for you. You don't have to be scared. Just let that fear go, because I know this is all new for you. You're going through what is called the awakening, and you're shifting your consciousness. You're looking at things differently. You're starting to look at things outside of the box. And that's okay. But when doing that, others might look at you differently, but you have to be okay with that. By doing so, it will give them permission to look outside of their box. And have fun on the journey. And you know it. Don't have expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be amazed at how things fall into place. And right now, just energetically, things can be harder to pick up. But know that you're always there's always many, many that are with you. But you have to slow down. And I'm hearing journaling with you. You'll be amazed at the messages that come through. So for me, for them to sit here and not honor the one-minute question, I know you really need to hear this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm honoring it and doing that for you. Because this will help shift you. I feel you shifting already energetically right now. You're feeling lighter.
And I do journal, but what am I supposed to put in there?
But that's
putting
the thing
down
is just write down
whatever comes to your mind. It
whatever
doesn't matter.
Yep.
Whatever you may think it's insignificant or small, it
yep.
doesn't matter. Just whatever pops in your head, write it down.
Even if it's one thought, put that in, and then you can go in and say, what do you want me to look at this?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to look at this more in depth? Because you're learning to tap into your what your body's feeling. Your body, when there's yes questions, your body's going to feel lighter. When there are no questions, they'll feel heavier.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a really cool space right now. Just remember that for being only 1 year on your path right now. Your energy is really,
oh, wow.
really high vibration right now. You're doing awesome. Just trust me when I say that. You're doing a very good job. So keep it up. And give kudos to yourself because of look at where you came from and where you're at right now. It's important that you know that. So there's a part of you that needed to hear all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because you feel much even lighter and brighter than what you did before. So good luck to you.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have
a great
weekend.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Got a couple callers left. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Lucy, and I'm from Florida.
Was it Lucy?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. Hi, Lucy. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hi. I have a question. I would like to know if I am A, moving, and if it's prosperous for my career.
You want to know if you're going to be moving?
Yes.
Okay. I'm hearing yes.
Ooh.
And those are big Y-E-S.
Ooh.
Oh, and you're moving to it. I'm hearing you're moving to a different location. Is that what you want?
It would be totally moving across from one end of the state to the other. I mean, from one side, from the east to the west.
Oh, I'm hearing yay, and I see two thumbs up.
Yeah, and I'm hearing positive, 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 yes. Positive.
Yes.
Couldn't
really?
Make a better move. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you the name of the state or no?
Yes. I was just going to ask you.
Nevada.
Oh, yes.
Boy. I heard a prosperity
yes.
when you said that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's almost like I can see the state and it's holding its arms open for you.
Oh, my God, because the only thing I'm concerned about is that I would miss the ocean.
It's called visiting.
Well, but you're close to California and the ocean's over there, too.
Yep.
Yes.
Nevada's got really cool energy.
Nevada does?
Oh, yeah. Right now it's really interesting. I would love to go to Nevada just for energetic.
Not necessarily Vegas, but Nevada.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's not
Vegas at all. It's it's the second largest city. The second largest city.
Okay.
What place
is it? Is it more by the desert?
To me, all Nevada is the desert because I'm in Florida. So it's can I say?
Can I say the name
of the place and you can tell me whether or not would that bring me a contract? Would it be good for my work? That would be wonderful. It's called Henderson.
Henderson.
Ooh, is that where the UFOs are?
I'm sorry, what?
Are there UFOs there?
There's
I don't
UFOs
know, but
everywhere.
I'm all for it.
No, but I mean, specifically, there's a place in Nevada, I think, that specifically has a really good activity. Interesting, because that's what popped in my head.
No.
Huh.
What about my work? Is it good for my work, though, yes?
It is good for your work, yeah, because I'm hearing it's very prosperous, a prosperous place for you.
Okay, because I'm an artist, and I want to make sure I'm going in the right direction.
Yeah, and they're saying, it'll open up, but the landscape is going to be what's going to help you, you know, the artistry with the landscape. Because I keep seeing the desert.
Is there
colors,
Tahoe?
Different colors.
Is there a Tahoe, Nevada?
Yes, there's a Lake Tahoe, but I've never been there.
I wonder how close you are, because I keep hearing that with you.
Well, that would be her water.
Oh.
That would be her water connect.
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe. That's true. Yeah, I think it's like another 2 hours. I'm not sure. Because, you know what, I just came back from the trip, and I fell in love with it. There was like an energy. I feel that it's a progressive state. You know, I felt really good about it.
Oh, yeah, very progressive.
Yeah.
But something with the desert and your art is what's going to click for you. Something to do with the desert, because they keep saying desert. And something with the colors and not botany, but the plant life of the desert. Something to do with that.
Oh, wow. Do you see better clientele there? Look at me. I'm like, hey, do you see this?
I'm hearing evolved clientele.
Evolved.
They'll get it, basically, is what they're saying. They'll get it.
I keep hearing Lake Tahoe with you, and I cannot figure out what they're going. It's very important for you. So I'm going, is she supposed to live there, or is she just supposed to spend a lot of time there? And it has something. Again, there's another place with water. Here's another place with water right now.
I love the water.
And it has to do with it's going to help your artwork. So I would assume you're going to be doing a lot of road trips. And do you paint?
Yes, that's what I do. But my work has nothing to do with the desert. They're all figurative, and they're about women, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, it's going to be interesting. I'm hearing, you know, painting Lake Tahoe, and you're going to be amazed at what kind of artwork that you paint. And your painting is going to be evolving. There's painting and evolution. So it sounds like your artwork could be opening up and expanding. I'm sorry, it doesn't sound like it. It feels like it and it looks like it. Doesn't sound like it. It feels like it and it looks like it from what they're showing me.
And you see it happening this year?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
yeah, yeah.
what I see it. I see
before
it in
winter,
November.
I'm hearing it's going to be before winter.
Yeah, 3 months is what I heard.
Yep, so what's July, August, September? September? Mm-hmm. September or
oh
October at
God.
The latest.
That's so great. You see what I see.
And I'm
that's
hearing
nice.
Pack your bags now, so your energy is in packing of the bags. So get those boxes
what's
going.
What's that mean? What does
get
that
your
mean?
Box packed. I hear get your boxes packed so that you can,
oh, wow.
you're already leaving the place that you're at right now.
Oh, my God. Thank you. That is so cool. As long as it's going to be better. I felt it was going to be better anyway.
Oh,
oh
yes.
Oh, that's
yes,
nice.
Yes, yes.
And it's
yes.
a younger energy, right?
Oh, God, yeah. Yep, yep. yep. Yes, yes,
oh,
yes.
Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you. I love it. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Okay? Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'll grab our last caller. Hi. Who are we speaking
Hello.
With and where are you calling from?
From South Carolina.
Okay, what's your first name?
Patty.
Patty?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Patty from South Carolina. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I have a day off, relaxing.
Good, good, good. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I had a question. I just recently started a new position, and it's a marketing job, which I've done before, but different state, different elements to it. And I just want to see, I kind of got off to a little wobbly start because I was sick. So I just want to see if you see the finances improving soon, if the money's picking up on it.
Okay, the finances improving?
Uh-huh.
Yep, we're just tuning in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It takes
sorry,
a little longer
you.
For the messages to come in.
I had to take my phone off the ear for a second. I got a little dizzy. It had nothing to do with you. Something was coming in for me.
Okay.
So I didn't hear the
no
question.
Problem.
So you want to know about money coming in.
Right.
I'm hearing, yes, there will be an increase in July, mid-July. I'm hearing over $3,000. So get out of the way of what it looks like. It may not just be through work. Money can come in all different ways, shapes, and forms.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. It looks like somebody's going to be giving you something.
Interesting because I heard inheritance.
So just remember, inheritance doesn't necessarily...
Yeah. We don't want to... Yeah, not doesn't necessarily mean...
Family.
You know.
Inheritance, the loss of somebody.
Right.
You're inheriting money from somebody.
Yeah.
So it could be somebody that you have a contact with, they absolutely love you, and it's $3,000 they need to, you know, to say, here, I want to give this to you. It could be a friend. I'm not giving... Oh. It looks like it's going to be another woman. Another woman. With longer, dark hair.
I have no idea.
But just keep an open mind to it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is unrelated to your finance question, but they're saying learn to play a little bit more. They're saying you need more play in your life.
Yes, that's true. I work too much.
Yeah, because the fairies came in, they're like, she's too serious. Tell her to play.
Cool. I will do that.
And when because when you do that, you send out, you know, you kind of, you release that worry, and then you send that playfulness out into the universe, and then that allows more stuff to come in.
Okay. All righty.
Yep.
I'll make it a point.
Yep. So this weekend, go and do something that's just totally, I don't know, childish. Go to the zoo and have some fun, or blow bubbles outside, or do something just whimsical.
I will. I'm in a place, a beautiful island, so there's lots to do out here. I just haven't gotten around to getting going out doing stuff yet because I've been working and adjusting to a new job. So.
Oh, fine.
You don't see the money from the job picking up till July?
Not until July.
But that's only a couple weeks, so that's not.
Yeah, that's only a couple weeks.
Yeah,
a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, good luck.
All right.
Let us know how it ends up turning out.
I will. Thank you for that good news. I could use that. Thank you so much.
Good.
Thanks. Have a great weekend. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Okay. We got another caller that popped in, so let's grab that one. Hi. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hello, ladies. This is Yami from Florida. How are you doing today?
Very good.
How are you?
Good. Glad that it's
after 5. Do you have a question or a comment?
There. Yes, ma'am. I'm wondering if what you see for my love life.
I just heard the word yummy. So that means something's coming in real quick, within a month.
Hmm.
Are you in a current relationship right now?
No.
I'm hearing in a month.
Hmm.
And is it a male that you're looking for?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. I'm seeing somebody who's, he has, like, it looks like jet black hair. Very good-looking man. And he's, God, I'm getting a lot of different different ethnicities. He's
gentleman. He is a gentleman.
Yes, a gentleman, yes.
Wow.
And he's on the thinner side. I mean, he's fit, takes very good care of himself.
Hmm.
He dresses very nicely.
And he can cook.
Yes.
Woohoo!
As they said, he can cook.
And he's a dancer. He loves to dance.
Wow.
And his name starts with a T. His name starts with a T, so that could be his first name, last name.
Okay.
I usually don't get names. It's rare that I get names.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, okay. You're going to be doing different things with him that you don't do right now. He's going to bring you outside of your box.
Oh, boy.
Out of your box.
Sounds like fun.
I see him twirling you.
Oh,
you're going to love the dancing, though. You're going to really love the dancing.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's is that salsa dancing I'm seeing?
Yeah, that's what
I think I'm seeing salsa dancing.
I see the same thing.
That would be fun. It's been a while.
I've seen a red dress. I'm seeing a beautiful red dress with black shoes that you really start getting into it.
Wow.
Well, fun.
Cool. Right. Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. Thanks
for
calling.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thank you so much to all of our callers today and to our listeners. We appreciate you. And
have a happy Father's Day to all the men out there.
Exactly. And have a good rest of the weekend as well.
Yes.
And we will catch you on Tuesday night at 7.
Bye-bye.
I think it will be Beth and I talking about what we know. We were going to do that last week, and we ended up having a guest. So I think it's going to be us.
Who knows?
Know.
Who knows?
So we'll catch you on Tuesday.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.